Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hello, you friends with a twist. Welcome to episode 71. My name is Madison and joined here by
Kenzie.
Yes, yes. This is our first episode of 2026. So Happy New Year. We are saying so long to 2025. It was a good year, but we are now in our sixth year of Friends with a Twist podcast.
Oh my gosh, we are.
Can you believe it?
Who would have thunk?
I can't. But thank you so much for joining us. We're really excited for what's to come this year. Just a reminder, if you like what you hear in this episode or any of them, please leave us a rating or a review wherever you're listening to this awesome podcast. Mm. So I'm going to toss it over to Kenzie now. We're doing things a little bit differently this year. So she's going to break it down.
Ooh, okay. So nothing too drastic. So everybody just take a breath. It's going to be okay. Okay, but what we would like to do is we're really just going to split our episodes into two. So you'll get two FWAT episodes per month is what's going to happen. They will probably be individually shorter episodes, but I think overall you'll get actually more FWAT. So
who doesn't want that?
Yeah. What is not to love there? So the idea is the first episode of the month will essentially be an extended chick chat and a chance for Madison and I to really dive into whatever is going on with us, maybe anything new and happening in the lifestyle at large that we can chat about and share with you. But it gives us a chance to really dive into that stuff. Then the second episode that will be released in the month will still include the Life in the Lifestyle segment, as well as a going deep, sexy story from either Madison or I. So you're not losing any FWAT content. You're still going to get all the same segments. We're just kind of breaking it up a little bit into two shorter episodes, probably more like half hour episodes, I would say. But again, we'll kind of see how this goes. You might end up getting more total FWATage for the whole month. So we're going to try that out. I'm sure you will all let us know what you think. But we do appreciate that. We want to know what you think. So for this first episode of 2026, we are going to do sort of that chick chat episode. And this is actually going to be a nice chance for us to get you caught up on what we have both been up to since basically November of last year. We kind of took a little bit of a hiatus in December. So we have all sorts of fun things to share with you. So that's what we're going to focus on in this episode.
And without further ado, let's get things going with our shots of Fireball, because we are not changing that, friends.
God,
not at all.
couldn't live without that.
Oh, God, I'm dripping it everywhere. Fuck. And I still can't do a full shot at once this year, but it's still good.
Ooh, spicy. Woo. All right, sorry, got to get that down. Madison, would you like to kick it off and tell all the good Fwaters what you and Barry have been up to?
Fwaters. All right, Fwaters. Yeah, I feel like it's been a long time. I have a couple notes here. Several play sessions have occurred since we last spoke in November, December.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah. Last year.
So at some point since then, Barry and I actually hosted our friends that we spoke about a couple times in the podcast in the past. I called them Eric and Samantha. We had them over at some point for dinner and playtime at our house.
Okay.
And I feel like someone just commented or wrote to us about this somewhere. Like, it's just so much easier with a couple once you've already gotten past that first initial, like, not necessarily awkwardness, but like uncertainty of each other. So again, just seeing them again, it was just another smooth, comfortable night and transition into playtime, I will say.
Okay.
Just to break it down a little bit, we kind of have this thing now where we like to do rippable lingerie on each other, of the females, obviously. Whether her and I rip it off each other or the opposite guy rips it off the opposite partner's female partner. It's just kind of our thing. So we tend to just start buying each other lingerie every time we meet up, and like her and I give it to each other. So we did do that again this time. And what Barry and I did was, we have this part of our house where it's like a comfy hangout TV lounge area. So what we did was, we reorganized our couch to, instead of it being like a U shape, we made it to like a big rectangle. So it was like a nice open play area, which we've never done before. So we, you know, we had our brief little dinner at our bar, and then her and I changed. We came down our lingerie. We had Barry very kindly set up the play area with our couch. And yeah, we kind of got to it. What we like to do now is, we take like a million super hot videos and photos. And I did actually learn something from doing this, which I'm going to share, which might be helpful to somebody. But anyway, it's kind of nice to look back. Usually the Eric will at some point send us a little video summary of our nights together, that in the future we can like look at them. And when Barry and I are having sex, or when I'm doing something alone, like, that's my porn that I can watch instead of watching some randos. So that's a fun part. But what I was getting at with taking the whole videos and photos thing is that I am understanding how my body moves and like works and looks good, and how I don't know, how I feel more confident because I see the way my body moves now in certain angles, and how my butt shakes and stuff. And like, I like it. So I'm learning to like embrace that feeling that I like, because I always feel very self-conscious. But now being able to look back and watch it, I'm like, oh, you're actually not that bad. Like, maybe you should move your body more that way. So yeah, I'm kind of using that as like a learning experience. Could be beneficial. Maybe you're not comfortable with doing that. You have to do it with people you trust. But
yeah,
I don't know. That was kind of a learning thing for me recently.
Interesting. So how do you know when it's time to rip the lingerie off? Like, is it a synchronized rip? Like, is it, do you, how does that work? How do you know when it's time, when they just can't take it anymore?
No, it's not always synchronized. Usually someone just gets so into the moment. Usually we start fucking and it's just so hot that someone just goes to like grab for it. So the other couple will like stop and try to grab a phone to take a video for them. If not, we just look at it and enjoy it. But it just kind of happens when someone feels like it. Usually earlier in the play session, I will say. And typically after one person does it, the other one's like, holy fuck, now it's my turn. And I don't know. Have you ever had that? It just feels so like freeing and open and I don't know, dirty. Just having things ripped off of you for people to see. And I would just like to clarify, we're not just blowing through lingerie from, I don't know, what's some expensive places? None of those. Like, we're buying from like Amazon or sales on Yandy.
Okay.
Like $6 pieces of lingerie. So we're not being stupid here. Like, it's very easy, like fishnet type of stuff, very cheap and just super hot. And we don't give a shit to if we throw it out the next day.
All right. Yeah. No, it sounds super hot. I mean, I have never had that experience, but maybe something to add to my list for 2026.
All right. Well, next time I see you, I will bring you a cheap pair of lingerie you can rip off your body, or someone can rip off of you. And you're probably going to think we're crazy or like obsessed with these people too, but at some point a couple weeks after that, we saw them again and we hosted at our house. It's just so easy. Like, I get, they're willing, Eric and Samantha, willing to come to our house, and It's easy for us to host. But this time I had this idea of turning our bedroom, because we're kind of moving things around in our house right now, so mm-hmm. we're shifting a lot of furniture. I said, let's turn our bedroom into a playroom and put our two, from different rooms, two queen mattresses on the floor, because we had the bed frames out of the room because we're changing furniture. Mm-hmm. So we put two queen mattresses on the floor, put all the bedding on top. I put pillows all around the edge of the beds, kind of like a playroom, but mm-hmm. I hope a little bit nicer than at a club. And we, Barry and I recently bought on Amazon this Starry Night Aurora sky projector.
Ooh.
So that was pretty cool. It does the aurora. It changes the colors. There's a star setting, and it Aww. We turn the lights off. And I was like, let's just have an outdoor camping sex party. And that's what we did. Because that's what everyone does as swingers. I don't know. It was different.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to get creative sometimes. It sounds fun.
Yeah. I thought it was fun. They seemed to have fun too. So yeah, this is, I don't mean to sound like it's just redundant, the same thing we do, but if this helps anybody, it really is an easy transition for us. We hang out, we have some drinks, her and I escape to another room, try on lingerie, take silly photos together, whatever, talk, catch up, come out in our lingerie, and like the guys just come up and we get to it. Like it's
not, easy peasy.
There's no like, oh, who's going to do it first or is mm-hmm. anyone uncomfortable? Like her and I initiate everything, and I feel like typically it's good for the females to be initiating in these situations, usually mm-hmm. from experiences. So,
yeah, I think it's usually seems easier somehow, or yeah,
less pressure than a guy being aggressive or something. So, yeah, her and I put on some sort of lingerie. We went up, we took some photos with like our videos shaking our asses, and we texted down to the guys downstairs and be like, hee hee, like, this is what we're doing. And then we're like, come upstairs to find us. And yeah, we fucked for a couple hours up in our indoor-outdoor campsite. And it was fun. I just thought that was really different and fun. And they didn't care that it was kind of low-key. And then what's nice with, again, seeing people again, like once you're comfortable, it's easy to have sex for a little bit, and then we all just kind of stop. We lounge around, kind of cuddle with the other partner, talk. Maybe we go at it again. Maybe we don't. Oh, wait. No, what did I do that night? We used our Tremor. Mm. It's like a Sibian, like a small little thing. You put a piece on top, and you can a female can ride it like a mechanical cock.
Okay.
So I did that for everybody because why not?
Okay.
Like, that is something I
were
haven't
you
done
like singing or like telling jokes while you were or just like
just the music was playing. And I was like, I remember saying to them, oh, this isn't really that great. I don't really enjoy it. It's too fake. And then we put the like the smaller dildo end on the machine.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Wait, this is actually pretty nice. And like kind of got into it while all three of them were just laying there watching me. I felt slightly awkward, but not completely. So, yeah. Have you ever done one of those or a Sibian or anything like that? I feel like they have them at a lot of clubs.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do it there.
No, I agree.
Too public.
No. Well, I think once I used yours at your house a while ago.
You used the Tremor, yes.
I think so.
Ages ago.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. I kind of found it. I mean, it was my first and only time. So like, I think I probably just had, it was like a learning curve.
Yeah, it is.
Like it wasn't, I didn't hate it, but it wasn't my favorite. But I think that was just because it was a new thing. Like, I think I would have had to like just figure it out more.
Yeah. You got to start slow. I've seen at clubs, especially actually at Charisma, someone did a toy like that and their partner or a friend was like putting it on full blast. And I was just like, ow. Ooh. She didn't seem to mind, but I would have been like slapping people. Like, you got to start slow with those things. Yeah. So
I can remember, I don't know if it was specifically at Pod Bash. I know it was at Secrets, but I think at one of the Pod Bash events, that was like one of the like the games or like the entertainment.
Oh, yes, it was.
They had volunteers, but they had to like read from National Geographic or like some, you know what I mean? Like something like
that was fun.
Stupid, funny kind of thing. And yeah, like they, I think gradually kept increasing the intensity to see like how long these women could just keep reading. Like
and not like orgasm.
The antelope like gallops across the plain or I don't know, whatever the fuck it was. But so like, yeah.
That's what I should have done while I was writing.
Yeah, you could have, read aloud from some literary masterpiece.
Oh, next time maybe.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Did Samantha take a turn on the toy?
No. Ah. And I don't remember really asking why or if we were just like, you want to? She said, not really. And the, like, that was that. Honestly,
yeah,
I don't remember.
Of course. Yeah, like, you're not going to force anything.
But. No. We just kind of brought it out for something different, spice it up a little bit. But I think this was one of the first nights, unless I'm forgetting something, also that I had had my ass eaten out by a female, and I reciprocated. And it was fun. And I've never done that. And I was like, what the fuck am I? Here I am. This is me. And this is fun. So just like, I don't know. Looking around the asshole a little bit. Sounds so stupid to say. I don't know how guys talk about this. But yeah, I don't know. It was cool to have her do it and then to flip her over and eat her out and then do that to her. So tossing some salads. I fucking love salads. So yeah.
That's got to go on a shirt for 2026. My name is Madison and I love salads.
Seriously,
but no, I think that also speaks to your point about when you're comfortable with people. Yeah. Like, I think that kind of opens some doors to try different things that you might not otherwise do with like a new play partner know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so no, that's really cool that there is that comfort level that allows you to have some new experiences, some new salads.
Oh, good times. Okay. Another big thing, Barry and I went with said friends to Temptation Resort in Cancun, also known as TTR for short. Oh, it was an amazing time. We went in December, so the weather wasn't like what we're used to. And we usually go like May time frame. Mm-hmm. So it was still nice. There were some clouds and rain showers that went through. And when it was cloudy, it was a little cool. But regardless, it was an amazing time with sexy friends. We had several 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. nights, maybe every night. I don't know. Maybe. tons of friggin' hot sex photos, videos. I did wear a light up butt plug that was a freaking hit on the glow night.
Yeah.
There were some fun themes. There was the galactic glow, sexy western night, a red night, similar to, I think, when you guys went last month. The cartoon night.
Oh.
I'm trying to remember what else. There's something else. But Barry and I dressed up every night, and so did our friends. And I am going to share a story. I think it'll be part two of this episode or the next episode. Mm-hmm. I did have my first DVP experience.
Aww.
So, somehow I can fit two cocks in this pussy. So, it fucking happened. I'm not going to go too far into details because I am going to share that on our next episode's like going deep segment. But yeah, so that was a productive trip. And just so many good memories. I recommend if you do have close friends that are in the lifestyle or just comfortable being free, that you go there with friends. Barry and I have done it and made friends when we've gone on our own, but it's a whole different experience if you go with close friends, I think. It was just a different kind of trip overall. So we had a freaking amazing time.
Awesome. Did you, like, not necessarily physically, but did you connect with anyone else at TTR during that time?
Pretty much just like making out with different people or dancing and stuff like that. No, honestly, we kind of very different than anything I've ever done in the past. Because normally if we hook up with people on vacation, I say to Barry, we don't need to do it again the next night. Like, let's take a break. Like, we've had our one experience. Mm-hmm. No, we fucked our friends every day, every night. So this is just very different. Like, I don't know. We didn't really fully connect with other people, but a lot of like flirting, dancing, and nonsense like that with other people.
Yeah.
Which is easy to do because every night at Temptation, they call it Bash the Club, and music, dancing, everyone's having fun. So it's super easy to just mingle with everybody. Yeah. That was kind of our mix and mingle time.
Yeah. And what was your experience? Because you were there, technically, there was kind of like a...
Oh, that's right. The takeover.
Takeover situation happening at that time that you were there. What can you, like, what was that like?
Apparently, they've done this before. It's the Desire, like, takeover. So the main middle of the resort, Bash Tower, at the top, there's a bar with a pool, stripper pole and stuff. And up there, they were allowing, if you booked in the tower, you could go up there and be naked. And that you could play up there, blowjob, sex, whatever. It's called the Sky Bar up there. I will say, I don't really know if it was worth it. We went up there mainly to do sexy photos. Barry and I didn't play up there. They did have a playroom set up, sixth floor, I think it was, in the one penthouse, which we checked out one night. It was penthouse is just freaking awesome. But like they had that open, they had security outside of the sky bar and in the penthouse room.
Yeah.
So if you had the green like bracelet on for the takeover, you could go in there. But we never played in the playroom. So I don't know. I don't think there was like drinks or anything different in there. It was just beds and come and go as you please.
Yeah.
I don't know who monitored changing sheets or anything. I have no idea because we weren't there. So we did not take full advantage of the takeover, so to say. Probably would have been better if they had like a DJ up there and entertainment up there during the day.
Yeah.
But everything's down at the sexy pool where anyone can go. So yeah, I think they missed out having more people take advantage of things.
Yeah, kind of sounds like it. Because normally, what are the rules? You have to be staying in the tower to go up there anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So that wasn't necessarily that different.
No, which is what we've always done. But like we could just walk around naked and take photos naked.
And the playroom, I guess, is different. That's not normally there. So, okay. Yeah. Huh. All right. Interesting. I was just curious to know, because I think the few times Gary and I have been there, it's just sort of been on our own. Like we've never been for more of like an event sort of thing. So I just was curious if like it was some amazing thing that we should check out, but it sounds like
not really, unless you want nude photos on the sky top rooftop, but
all right.
But it was still fun regardless, whatever. Yeah. We'd stay in the tower anyway. We always have.
Yeah. I like staying in the tower. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Temptation. A little food for thought. Some room for improvement.
I think they're aware there's some room for improvement, but who knows?
You know. All right. Fun.
Yeah. And then my only other thing was New Year's Eve. We just hung out with another couple. We did dinner. And then we did our own little hotel party and stayed up till fucking 6 a.m. And then Barry and I slept fucking all of New Year's Day. And that was that.
Well, okay.
We're freaking like party animals, apparently. We tend to hang out with the same people once we have a great time with people. But yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Ooh. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, all right then. Fine.
All right. So that was a lot of chit chat. We're going to take a quick break, hear from one of our partners, and then we'll be back for Kenzie's updates.
Quick question, what's the perfect penis size?
Science actually tested that. Researchers handed women 3D penis models and asked them to choose their favorite size, slightly above average.
And for a one-night stand, even bigger.
That's the kind of stuff we talk about on the Shameless Care podcast from the team behind Shameless Care, the sex-positive telehealth company that started after Robert tested negative for gonorrhea. But actually had it.
True story. And now we cover the science of sex, everything from what female ejaculation really is to the myths around STI testing.
Everything we discuss is peer-reviewed and cited. No, wouldn't it be cool if pseudoscience, just real data with a sense of humor.
No personal sex stories, just fascinating facts you probably haven't heard and definitely will never forget.
Ready to know more about sexual health than your doctor?
Check out the Shameless Care podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right. We are back. And that was enough word vomit for me. So, Kenzie, I want to know what you and Gary have been up to.
Ooh. Well, all right. I'll tell ya. So, I also have a TTR temptation story. So Gary and I were in Temptation in, I guess, kind of like early November. Again, just sort of on our own. Not that it matters, but like there wasn't some big event or takeover or anything. So I'm not going to give like the day by day sort of thing, but I just wanted to share a couple thoughts, I guess. So we had a lovely time. Temptation is a great resort. We met cool people. We had some friends from Maine who are listeners. So I hope you guys are listening. It was awesome to meet you. We also made some new friends from California. So shout out to you guys. We met another couple who listens from Canada who somehow, I didn't ask too many questions, they brought their own homemade fireball. I don't know how they smuggled it across two countries, but I wasn't going to ask questions. But they were very generous to share that with us one night.
Nice.
They got like one of the cabanas at Bash or whatever. So we were able to sample their goods. So that was super fun. So we were lucky in that regard. I feel like we made some good connections with people. But I think Gary and I just kind of came away acknowledging that we like temptation, but we just prefer desire. And that's okay, I think. Like, everybody can what they like. I don't know. I think we just prefer the desire atmosphere a little bit more. I feel like I have a hard time connecting with people at temptation. The couple listeners that I just mentioned, we had communicated with them ahead of the trip. So, like, that was helpful because we kind of knew, like, who we were looking for and what to expect. And, you know, we kind of established a little bit of a connection ahead of time. And yeah, I don't know what it is necessarily, but we just seem to make more connections at Desire. I mean, the one afternoon in the pool, I remember feeling pretty good. And I was trying to talk to this bachelor party from Argentina and explain what motorboating is. And I think something got lost in translation, but we had a good time nonetheless. So again, beautiful resort.
Well, like, do you feel like Desire is more lifestyle people or more couples? That's probably why.
Yeah, I guess. And I don't know. I think I'm just jaded because I feel like a couple times at Temptation, Gary and I have been having a conversation with people. And then, like, you kind of get into the, not in so many words, but like, so are you lifestyle question? Mm-hmm. And again, like, not that blunt about it, but like, we've had people just like, I don't know, like, honestly, I feel like they were pretty rude. Like, when we brought it up, they just like sort of walked away.
Oh, I've never.
And I was like, okay, like, do you not know where the fuck you are? Like, why is this like that fucking surprising to you? And maybe they didn't. I don't fucking know. Anyway, I just feel like I've had a couple weird experiences there. So I'm sure like that filter, like, I have that bias now, I guess I can acknowledge. But anyway, we had a lovely time. And of course, I wouldn't be my egotistical self if I didn't mention that the highlight of the trip was winning the pole dance competition on Saturday afternoon at Temptation.
Oh.
Were you there on a Saturday? Did they do the pole thing on?
Yeah. The guys were the best. Oh. There were like three guys that, it was like funny, but they were like skinny Midwestern guys, but they actually had some freaking moves. And there was one girl who walked up in her stripper heels and like went up with her girlfriend, and no offense, she thought she was going to be hot shit and like barely did anything. And it was, no, the guys blew it out of the water. Did you have guys?
Interesting. I had one male in the lineup of my afternoon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
But yeah, you won. You won a shirt, right?
I won a t-shirt, by gum.
Fuck it. You won.
I really was hoping for like one of those visors is what I honestly was hoping for. Because yeah, I feel like those are pretty nice. But I got a t-shirt. Lovely.
You don't get to pick your song. They just play whatever. Did you get a good one?
Well, not bad, actually. They played Black Velvet was my song.
I like that song.
In the middle of the night.
No, don't.
No. All right. take that out, Gary. So yeah, actually I felt fairly fortunate at least. I felt like that was something I could sort of work with. And it's funny because when we started, they said it was going to be 45 seconds for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was up there for fucking 10 minutes. Like, I was exhausted. I was
They keep people going if they're good though.
I don't know. I was like, when the fuck am I done? So anyway, I don't know. I didn't fall. I didn't hurt myself or anyone else. So I'm going to consider it a win. And the other funny thing I will say, which I guess makes total sense when you think about it, they clean the pole with literal tequila, like rather than like buying rubbing alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's just cheaper in Mexico to just use the tequila.
Nice.
So that was fun. But anyway, nobody had to twist my arm too hard, but I weaseled my way up there. So that was fun. So Temptation is a wonderful, great time. It's just about what you're looking for, what you're comfortable with. So to each their own on the Temptation versus Desire spectrum, because I know we get a lot of questions about that from people about like, where should I go? Temptation, I think, is nice because it isn't exclusively lifestyle. So if you are still figuring things out, maybe that's a better place to start, just to kind of be able to be like sexy and free. I don't know. You got to make your own decisions, guys. We're just here to share our experience. Okay, so that was Temptation. The other few things we've been up to, I wanted to share a little tale of some failed hot dates. So, in our region of the U.S., here in Pennsylvania, swing lifestyle, SLS, is the most popular like lifestyle site. It's terrible. It sucks, like technologically speaking, but it's where a shit ton of people are. So on SLS, you can post what's called a hot date. You're basically making a post saying, hey, we're available this day and time. We're going to be here. This is what we're looking for. And people can then respond to you if they're interested. Okay. We've talked about these before, but just a little recap. So Gary and I posted a hot date one night, and we were very specific to say, like, this is a no pressure situation. Like, we just like, let's grab a drink. Like, we don't have a hotel room or something. Like, this is like just low stakes. So anyway, we were sort of chatting with a couple. We decided to meet up is the point. And so we get to the bar and it's a crazy night. There had been like a pub crawl in the area that day.
Oh boy.
So there was a ton of people out like dressed up as like Santa and elves and just like the whole spectrum of holiday cheer was out and about and like fucking hammered already by the time, you know what I mean? So like fine to each, that's fine. Good for them. So we find this couple at the bar, like we get a drink and we're trying to have a conversation with them and just it's not going anywhere. They were not physically our type as we would normally go
like
for
right off the bat, like, oh
yeah.
I want to,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But we're like, you know, sometimes you meet people and like you just click,
yeah,
and whatever. No, no. So I'm trying to have a conversation. I'm specifically looking at the wife, the female part of this couple. I'm directing questions to her, making eye contact, trying to engage with this woman. And he keeps answering. Like, she will not fucking... I never heard this woman's voice.
What?
It was, like, the weirdest fucking thing ever. So...
And did they send photos ahead of time? Or did you know what you were coming into? Or were they not what... Photos did not align.
Right, right.
Just curious.
They did share some photos. I think we had, like, an idea that...
Okay.
Again, like, maybe they were not sort of our typical type. Yeah, but, like, let's... Have a drink, like, no harm, no foul kind of idea.
Oh.
But then, like, when she wouldn't fucking say anything.
Did she seem uncomfortable? Like, she was forced to, like, be there?
I don't know.
Oh, that's so weird.
I don't, yeah, maybe. Ugh. Which makes it all the worse. Like, I don't want any part of that.
Who knows?
Yeah. Or, like, yeah, so I don't know. So we get through our drink and just try to politely sort of excuse ourselves. It was legit crazy in the bar because of the pub crawl thing happening. So we just said we were going to like go check somewhere else out. And then just like kind of it fizzled. It died on its own from there. Like they never reached out again. We didn't reach out. So I think it was just maybe a mutual like this isn't a great match. Mm-hmm. So my lesson from that, if you will, is be careful not to commit yourself to too much. Because sometimes, yeah, it's not what you thought it was going to be. And you don't necessarily want to be like, oh, I made dinner reservations for everybody at 8:00. And like, we're going to spend the whole night together. Like, you maybe don't want to do that if you're not quite sure.
No, that's good advice.
So there was that. And then on the other side, Gary and I responded to a hot date that another couple had posted. So we exchanged a few messages. Gary and I were going to be out and about that night anyway. So we kind of felt like, what the hell? Like, again, like low pressure, like let's grab a drink, whatever. So when we got to the point of trying to make like a more solidified plan of like, where should we meet you? Or like, you know, what time or that kind of thing. Radio silence. We basically just got ghosted. Like they never responded. Like not even the next day. Like there was no message about like, you know, oh, sorry, like shit happened and we couldn't make it out or like nothing.
I'm rolling my eyes because it's so frustrating. Or just say you have other plans or busy or something. Ugh, that's annoying.
If you're posting a hot date
and
I'm responding to it, I understand that other people are also reaching out to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like it's fine. If you have made other plans, like I'm a big girl, you're not going to hurt my feelings, but you could at least say, we're going this direction. Sorry, maybe another time.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It takes 10 seconds to just like type something pithy out. Like, Jesus. So anyway, again, please don't ever think that just because we have a podcast that we have it all figured out and have all the magic answers and people are just clawing at us. Yeah, we get ghosted too. So So those are my hot date examples. And I don't know. I think probably some of the other like sites and apps have like similar things. I just don't know what they're called, but hopefully you get the idea. Okay, so there was that. So lessons learned there. You and Barry still hold the crown as the only successful hot date we've had in 13 years.
Seriously?
So you're welcome.
I'm so sorry.
But we keep fucking trying because we had a good one. And now...
You're definitely probably one of ours for you anyway. Shit. Wow.
It's like gambling, you know? It worked that one time. So let me keep trying and see.
I feel like they're fucking half a... They're like a waste of time.
Yeah.
It's easier to... We're probably going to get into this, but like meet people out of place or just happenstance
exactly.
out about.
Yeah. Just like meant to be.
Meh.
So anyway. So again, just, you know, a lesson perhaps. Take from that what you will. But okay. So one other thing I will talk about is Gary and I ventured out to PGC one night, I guess in December, kind of like a Christmas party theme, which is lovely. I think I am as festive as the next...
Yeah,
lady.
Pretty jolly. Yeah.
Yeah. So I appreciate PGC's attempt to be festive, but I will say.
What did they do?
Not a huge fan of the Christmas porn.
What?
And an hour plus of Christmas music.
So wait. Okay. PGC, Pleasure Garden Club in Philadelphia played Christmas porn.
Yeah.
Can you just a quick little snippet? Was it just porn stars with Christmas hats on, or was it like elf costumes? I'm just curious real quick.
All right, so the scene that immediately comes to mind is there was like an oversized chair that like a Santa Claus would sit on, you know, like like a red velvet kind of chair. Both the male and the female actors had on sort of like sexy Santa gear, like again red velvet, like the white fur cuffs. Like that kind of thing.
Okay.
And so like they're fucking on this chair.
Okay.
Like is the one scene.
Got it.
Okay. Which again, I guess like in and of itself as a snippet is not so bad.
No.
But I mean like it's just plastered.
Everywhere.
Like no matter where you look.
TVs are everywhere. Yeah.
There's just like all the Christmas porn.
Okay. Thank you for
and
that.
it got to be a little much, I guess, you know? And then, yeah, like the Christmas music, it was traditional Christmas songs.
Oh, not like remixes?
Well, some were.
Oh.
But that was almost equally as weird as the porn. Like
all
just,
night?
It was like an hour plus. It was like at least must have been, I don't know, 10, 11 o'clock before they switched to like not Christmas music. And I don't know. I have a hard time feeling sexy to, you know, whatever, Jingle Bell Rock. Like I just doesn't quite do it for me. That aside, we did actually get to meet some listeners that night. So that was awesome to meet such a cool couple. Even though they didn't like Fireball, we offered them and they declined respectfully. So I'll give them some grace, but
okay.
You know, I know not everybody loves it as much as we do. But it was really nice to meet them and chat for a little bit. We also then connected with another couple that like the listener couple happened to know from other parties. So there was like a little group of us kind of hanging out for a while. But this other couple that we connected with, we exchanged info and are hoping to see them again. They flitted off to Hito not long after that night. So we haven't really chatted with them because like, you know, the holidays and they were traveling and everything. But hoping to maybe connect with them again. So my takeaway from Christmas porn night is that you never know what a night out will bring. I hadn't expected to have as much fun as I did that night, especially kind of given the way that it started. It was just kind of weird to me with the music and the stuff. But again, we met some really fun people. So obviously that always helps and can, you know, really make the night more enjoyable. But yeah, like we kind of like went off at the last minute in a rush. Like I hadn't even like fully groomed and everything that night, but we went with it and made the best of it and had a really good time. So keep an open mind. Okay. Last but not least, Gary and I don't know. We must have been drunk all holiday season because we made a shit ton of plans to travel and do lifestyle shit for 2026.
Nice.
So I think I have some of this on our website already if anybody is interested in joining us anywhere. we are heading up to the Finger Lakes in New York State, well, next weekend from when we're recording. So that's probably kind of short notice for anybody to, you know, pick up and go to the Finger Lakes to have some wine. But we're looking at that trip. We are finally, we've been talking about it, I feel like, for years. We're going to go check out a club in Harrisburg. We're going to check out TJ's Lasting Impression, which makes it sound like a JCPenney portrait studio or something. I don't know. That's weird. Anyway, end of January, we're going to finally go check that club out on a Saturday night. I think we're looking at, it's like a cowboy sort of, some sort of Western theme happening that night. So that should be fun. I got myself some red boots from Gary for Christmas. So I'm hoping to wear those that night. Yeah. So ye fucking haw. February, we are going to go check out one of the Friction parties down outside of Washington, D.C. So if anybody is listening in that area and planning to be at that party, if you would like to connect, reach out and let us know. We've got Desire RM booked in April. We will be in Miami in May, which I'll come right back to. And then in our personal lives, it's a big wedding anniversary year for Gary and I. So we are going to go celebrate in France with Libertine events in, I'm going to mispronounce this, someone's going to yell at me, Cap d'Agg in France. So we are going to be pretty fucking busy, at least in the first half of the year. Maybe then we'll just chill out and stay home for a minute after that. But yeah, I don't know. We got all like hopped up on YOLO and made a bunch of fucking travel plans. So
why not? Yeah,
we're going to be out and about. But speaking of Miami and something that all of FWAT is going to be doing, you heard it here. We are going to all be at the Libertine event in Miami in May 2026 over Memorial Day weekend. I know I recently, as of this episode, had kind of reshared some of Libertine's social media posts about it. There is a link on our website that you can book through if you're interested. You can use code FWAT for that. But we're looking forward to that. We actually just booked our flights to Miami tonight before we started recording. So we are whole hog in for Miami.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's this little, it's a hotel or boutique hotel, like takeover for a couple days. And you got to go last year. I'm excited Barry and I can join on this year. It seems like it's a very organized, respectful, like group of people, very professional, the way they're handling everything and organizing all of it. Very inclusive with all types of people and relationships and sexuality. So love that, obviously. It's, I know they're going to have some daytime sessions and workshops like I believe they did last year. Mm-hmm. Hopefully some hang time in the pool and whatnot, some chill time too. So I'm excited to meet this community. They all seem amazing. The organizer or owner of it all was great to meet with us ahead of time. So hopefully we can get something fun in those welcome bags. And if any of you are joining us there, you'll have a little FWAT gear in your bag too.
Yeah.
And I assume you had a good time and that's why you wanted to go back this year and have us go with you. Is there anything in particular that made you want to go back from that first time?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I think that Kate just does an amazing job of organizing the event, helping people feel comfortable and welcome and sort of part of the community. I think it's nice that you can take advantage of as much or as little as you want. We as FWAT will be hosting, I think, a couple different like kind of session, workshop, mixer, get to know you kind of stuff. And then there are other different like more like kind of seminar things that you can go to, or like there's a variety of stuff. But there's obviously no pressure either. Like if you want to just go sit in the pool all day, you can go sit in the pool all day. Like, you know what I mean? You can choose your own adventure with kind of what you want to do, which I think is nice. And yeah, it's in a really nice location. Last year, we were able to just walk to some really amazing, like great restaurants, like a karaoke bar, I think the one night we were there, like just different things like that. So it's a great location. Again, you can kind of like if you need or want to sort of take that time away, like maybe you and your partner just want to go have like lunch or dinner and like step away from the whole big event, like you can. That's easy to do in that location. And if you just want to freaking jump right in and immerse yourself with all of it, like you can do that too. So it was really fun last year. I'm sure it will be again. It'll be great to have you and Barry there to share in the experience. So yeah, always fun as another way to be able to maybe meet some listeners, host a couple fun sessions, and yeah, just a nice kind of long weekend, little getaway for FWAT. Kind of a tropical feel there in Miami, but no passports. So
it'll be easy fun peasy. It'll be fun over Memorial Day weekend too. So yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And I know, I feel like just to wrap up this episode, I feel like the holidays can be hectic and a lot of people might not have had a lot of lifestyle experiences. And I kind of wasn't sure how we were going to end the year out, but I think we both did pretty damn good.
We're doing all right.
I think we're doing all right in the sex scene of things. I don't know. So again, this is our new format. So I believe that will do it for episode 71. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy 2026 once again. We want to hear from you. So again, please be kind. But if you want to give us feedback on this, maybe wait and hear episode 72, the life and the lifestyle and the going deep segment. But then give us some feedback. Again, you can reach out to us on X and Instagram at @FWAT_podcast or email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. And yeah, until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.